Hello footies and welcome to Footin Review, the daily FIFA podcast bringing you player reviews and content discussions and of course gameplay tips. We can be found on all podcast services and we upload every day at 2200 Central European time. We can be found on Twitter at Footin Review, and of course if you want to support us, check out our Patreon, which is patreon.com/footinreview. Today is August 19th and we are recording episode 119. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and today I am alone, actually. We did get some content though. We got the player of the year, Kevin De Bruyne. And since I'm alone, I want to address some comments and questions I've received and talk about the podcast in September. But let's start with the content though. Let's start with Kevin De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne got, of course, the player of, I think it's player of the year, actually. Not quite sure how it's called in England, but at least it's the most valuable player. It is 99 rated and it is the exact same stats as the team of the season, Kevin De Bruyne. Of course, the team of the season, De Bruyne, goes this stage between 1.6 and 1.8 million, depending on the platform you're playing at. And the 99 De Bruyne has a very expensive SBC as well. So although it is August, they still made this one really tough to do. It is six SBCs, and I'm not going to go through every one of these, but basically we have 288 rated SBCs. We got 286 rated SBCs with different options, of course, mostly player, Premier League, but not spectacular cards, not any special cards needed most of the time. And of course, we got an 85 rated squad that needs a player from Belgium and also 60 chemistry. And of course, an 85 rated squad that needs a Manchester City player. We talked about the fodder being on an all-time high yesterday because of the icon SBCs and the lack of supply. That means that at the moment, I can't really predict how much this card is, because I can't really say, I should say, because it's just released. I'm recording this just a moment in my life. But a quick estimate from my side is that it might just be around 1.5 million as well. It is at least a million. The 288 squads might be 250,000-300,000 as well. So I think 8.5, 8.6 million is not a bad estimate, if I say so myself. Of course, it is an insane card to have. It is really good. If I'm quite honest, at this stage, I think it's kind of steep. And especially if you compare it to the team of the season, which has similar stats, I think it's much more viable to just buy the team of the season, keep your coins, and just go from that. Of course, you can do it with most of your untradeable, and you are so smart or lucky enough to save all these untradeable cards until this card actually hit, because it was to be expected it would hit somewhere around the line. Then you could have a very good card in trade off your folder. It's the same card as a team of the season and it's untradeable. The card, the packs it gives in returns, I think it's decent. But if I'm quite honest, and we had the discussion on the Discord earlier, I 100% would just keep the tradable one and use my folder into all these icon SBCs. Because for the chance of getting to use this De Bruyne, you could also like get, I think, five or six icon SBCs. And I think the icon SBCs are much more fun to try. But anyways, if you can fit them in, it's of course a good card. We got no other content today, but of course it's a banger of an SBC, so that's good for a random Wednesday night. Let me start by talking for the rest of the show about our show in September. As you've noticed, the content is dropping down a bit, so the longer shows, I think, will be out of the question. There's just not enough to talk about with FIFA 21 approaching, but we will still be making the daily shows. We will make it sometimes more personal, we will make it sometimes a bit shorter, but the most important thing is that I myself am taking a little break. at the start of September, I will be gone for like two and a half, maybe 3 weeks. And Andrew and Ingrid will be taking over the show. Andrew will make sure the show gets recorded every day. But because of the time zones and the fact that Andrew has, of course, a day job during the normal recording time, the show will not always make the 10 p.m. Central European Time release date every day. So it will be released daily, even in September. Depending on the content, it will be either short or long, of course. We're looking at this, and it's some guests, if possible. I myself will hopefully be invited in a couple of times. Although I'm sitting on a beach, I will try to call in. But don't be frightened or don't be nervous if you don't get the podcast at 10 p.m. sharp during September. Of course, when the new season hits, October 1st is the release day of FIFA. When you have the early access 10 hours, we will be back in full force, keeping on the daily content. And I think we have plenty to talk about then, so I'm sure I'll be refreshed as well. And if you have any questions about the podcast, just let me know as well. People send me some questions. Is this podcast going after behind a paywall because of all the Patreon things going on? No, let me be quite steadfast with that. It is not going behind a paywall. The daily show will just keep going. The daily show will not be changing. We will be doing it as we were doing, just exactly as this. So don't worry about that. The Patreon does give you some, I think, pretty good advantages, like the Discord. We are making a Patreon exclusive big show, which will release at least every month. So yeah, if you're not part of the community, you will miss out on that show. But the daily shows will not, be less content than before, and they will never ever go away. So as long as I can afford it, we will definitely keep making those daily shows. And that brings me to the last question I've got all in my DMs. The last week has been one big ride of negativity in my DMs, and that's all right. I'm getting used to it, and I'm not too bothered. There's plenty of positivity as well, but most of the negativity comes people wanting or hearing bad stuff about FIFA 21, and I just wanted to highlight some of the things with what I thought about it. I see people send me messages, you're crazy, you making your job into FIFA 21, which beta has been really awful, etc. And I think it's very important, and it goes only not for this beta, but it just goes for life. That, I mean, don't let your opinion be based upon what other people think about certain aspects, right? People like or don't like the beta. People like the beta, but they might actually tweet out they don't like it, because that's apparently a very popular thing to do, and it gives them more publicity. Please make up your own mind when you're able to play it yourself. And also, the beta is nothing like the regular game usually is. It is a start, a development start. So please make up your own mind. The demo is much more like it. And I'm not here to defend the game. I'm not here to say you should or you shouldn't pre-order the game. It is your money. It is your life. Please do with that whatever you want. But that's also why I'm not going to recommend you buying it or not buying it. And that's also why I said please make sure to stay away from that negativity. Because let me say, one of my mottos is, if you protect your enthusiasm from the negativity of others, it's really important. That's really important. So protect your enthusiasm from the negativity of others. If you're looking forward to a new game, no matter what game it is, in this case FIFA 21, please look forward to it. Try to enjoy it. Make the most out of it. Even if it's a bad game in the end, if you're liking it, don't let anyone tell you that's a bad thing to do. Right? It is your life. It is your decision to do something. And also, the less you respond to negativity, the more peaceful your life becomes. So base your opinions upon your own. Make sure you decide whatever you think is best for you. don't ask me. I will, of course, state my opinion about the game. I mean, the show is called Food and Review, and we definitely review things, but we always try to stay like critical, but we're never going into the negativity part. Negative mindset is killing. I mean, if you stay away from just stay away from negative people. You know, negative people always have a problem for every solution, and I think we are, especially in this show, we try to get solutions from the problems and not the other way around. So that's actually, it's a little rant, but it's just something I wanted to get out there. And maybe it's a better place to do this when we're talking about it in duels or when we're all three together. But like I said, the most important thing is don't be negative. The podcast motto is be critical, but don't be negative. And protect your enthusiasm from the negativity of others is really important. If you're looking forward to the game, enjoy it. If you're in doubt, play the demo first. Wait till reviews drop. Wait till you can see footage of it. Base your own opinion and your decision to buy it or not. I mean, Andrew, if I can quote Andrew for this, Andrew bought the last game after 2 or 3 months because he wasn't sure after playing the beta it was his game. Well, in the end, he bought it. But it took him a while to actually make the decision. That's perfectly fine. But Andrew is also a good example of someone not letting his opinion be based on what other people say. And that's also why if we review a player, for example, we never review the player on the day it arrives, even with playing it like 1 or 2 hours. Because that's just impossible to do. But as maybe a word of wisdom, it's a negative time. There's plenty of bad things going on in this world. So please protect your positivity, protect your enthusiasm, and, well, just let people, negative people, be their own. Sorry for the little rant, but it's just the way how I look at things in life, how I look at coaching. I don't look at things what's going wrong. I look at things what we can do better and what's already good. And I think there's much more to gain from that mindset. So, get... Back to the game, player of the year, Kevin De Bruyne. If you have the folder, do him. If you don't have the folder, make up your mind. Don't let anyone say if it's a good call thing or a bad thing to do. I think it's very expensive. But on the other hand, it's 5 weeks until the new game arrives. So just enjoy the last bit of FIFA 20. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, I might still be alone. Not quite sure. I think we're able to make it and how Andrew is doing with work. But Friday, we have the return of Chris. And we'll definitely get some discussions going as well. For now, I am going to drop it. Sorry about my rant, but that's just how I think it should go. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Drop it.
Interview.